KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Hey, you doing the Friday dance? Ready for the weekend? Plenty coming up over the weekend. In just a moment, we're going to let you know about an event you really will want to know about, whether it's something that you may want to be at or let someone know about. That's as much as I'm going to tease it before I let you know about some of the programming coming up over the weekend. Don't forget the Gospel Brunch Sunday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. with your host, Kelly. The appetizer starts at 8 a.m. with a featured teacher. This week, it's Josh McPherson, message titled Remember Me. And then the main course, the live service from Calvary Church, hearing from Skip Heitzig this weekend, continuing through the Following Jesus series, and that message titled Travel Tips for Storm Goers. And, you know, every great meal ends with a great dessert. The dessert hour from 1 to 2 o'clock during the Gospel Brunch on Sunday is a featured worship project. Paul Belausch, will hear from him and his project Behold Him. That's 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. every Sunday on KLYT. There's an event on the way this weekend. I already teased a little bit. It's happening at Calvary Church Albuquerque from 1 till 2 o'clock in the Plex. And it is a foster care interest meeting. And here to walk us through some of the things to be considering, one of the pastors from Calvary Church Albuquerque, Clay Schroff, is in studio with us. And we have from Colorado Springs, Dr. Sharon Ford. She's a nationally recognized child welfare consultant and retired manager for permanency services for the Colorado Department of Human Services in the Division of Child Welfare Services. She's former president of the National Association of State Adoption Programs and the Association of Administrators for the Interstate Compact on Adoption Medical Assistance. She currently serves as the Director for Foster Care and Adoption at Focus on the Family. Their website is focusonthefamily.com. And more specifically, the ministry that Dr. Ford oversees there, waitnomore.org. And we'll try to get some details about that in our conversation. But Dr. Ford is committed as ever to raising awareness regarding the need for every child to have a quality family. Pastor Clay and Dr. Ford, thanks for taking the time.
So good to be on. And now you know why we reach out to Dr. Ford.
Yeah.
She's such an expert in what she does and the people that she cares for.
Yeah. And Dr. Ford, we do so much thank you for your time. You're connected okay? We may have lost Dr. Ford. Listen, while we're reconnecting with Dr. Ford and Tayshawn, thank you so much. Our engineer going to make do everything he can to make that happen. Clay, let's talk about foster care, the interest meeting coming up. And actually, in regards to Dr. Ford, you're looking forward to having her back on. But you know, like you mentioned, I went out of my way to walk through her credentials. These are the kind of people that you are connecting with in regards to doing foster care well and providing information about it for our community. So looking forward to having her back on. But the meeting coming up this weekend, what is the hope?
Well, this is the big deal. And this is
get real close to that mic.
This is what I want our listeners to know.
No. Okay, go ahead.
What I want the listeners to know is that Children, Youth, and Family reached out to us,
yeah,
and said, we need the church's help in getting this. We have 180 slots that we need foster families at.
Yeah.
Now, to do that, generally, the process is 6 months. What they have promised us is that we're going to have it here at Calvary. We're going to go through the classes together on campus, and that's any church.
Right.
We want them to show up. And then it's only going to take about 2 months with background checks, home studies, and everything. And they're actually designating people in places outside our city to come in to facilitate the number of people that we expect. So it really, it makes a six-month visit a two-month-long process instead. And then you have a bunch of Christian people surrounding you and walking you through it.
Well, and Clay, one of the things that we've talked about a little bit in realizing this expedited process is how much of a God thing this is, to be able to shorten that time. For CYFD, you know, partnering with the ministry you're doing here at Calvary. It's at Calvary. I want to reiterate this as well. Regardless of where you sit down at church over the weekend, this event is for anyone in the Christian community interested in foster care. So we would encourage you to be a part of it. And again, you know, if you don't know where Calvary Church is, it's on Osuna, just west of Jefferson. And the event will be...
Steve, can you hear me?
We can. Dr. Ford's joined us.
Welcome back, Dr. Ford.
It's going to be in the Plex.
Ray, can you hear me?
Yes. I'm not sure, Dr.
Hello, is anyone there?
Okay. Tayshawn?
This is Dr. Ford.
Okay.
Just called me,
okay,
but I couldn't understand anything they said.
Okay. Well, we're on the air live with you, Dr. Ford. You can hear me okay?
I can.
Okay. I was just wrapping up where the event is at, in the Plex at Calvary Church Albuquerque. As far as where that is on the campus, there's a link to the campus map at calvarynm.church. Now, Dr. Ford, we'll bring Clay back into the conversation because you can hear Clay, I think.
Well, you know, one of the things that we bring Dr. Ford in because she is brilliant at bringing the church as a whole together. And we have worked with Focus on the Family for 25 years as a nonprofit organization. And when I came on staff here, of course, we want to use the people who truly know what they're doing. But anywhere I've never heard of CYFD in any other state making the exception to reach out to the church to shorten the process. Now, when I say shorten it, they still go through the entire background check. They still do the home studies. We still have to go through the hours of classes. But what they've done is they've made it so that we can truncate it and then put you as a priority with the people who are going to be doing the background checks. And the entire state of children, youth, and family is going to be concentrating on one people group.
Now, Dr. Ford, I want to bring you back in. If you could speak to the Christian community about, you know, those that are hearing about this information meeting and, you know, maybe they've never considered foster care, or maybe they have someone in their sphere of influence that they'd want to invite who's talked about it, how important it is, even if you haven't made the decision, I'm going to be a foster parent or try to do it, that they be there for information like this.
You know, you're so right, Steve. If you care about children, and there are so many hurting and at-risk children in your community, it's important for you to come and hear what God wants to share with you about how you can be involved. The body of Christ is that frontline hospitality station that has many opportunities to make a difference in the life of that hurting child, that at-risk child, and to the families who God has called to become a foster parent.
Yeah.
But you won't know what you don't know if you don't show up to hear the information.
Yeah, and as Clay mentioned, you know, we're looking at upwards of 180 children being placed in godly Christian homes where they can find quality family. And I love what you spoke to as well. You may not be the one that's going to actually have a child living in your home, but if you come to a meeting like this, you can find your place in the support process for making all of this happen. Maybe God's calling you to support families that have made that decision to welcome a child into their home. Clay?
Yeah, well, we do have wraparound, so not everyone was called to be a foster parent. Or some of us, you know, me and my wife have had 43 kids in our house and we're concentrating on grandkids now. That doesn't mean that we don't take the time to take a child into the home for a respite time, time to give the foster parents a relief. The director of Children, Youth, and Family also reached out to me, and there are kids that are unable to be placed in families because there's not enough families. We're putting together teams to go visit them once a week for 4 hours and to be pour into them and let them know that they are cared for and loved. There's a lot of different avenues. I have a team right now at Children, Youth, and Family Headquarters here in Albuquerque, sharing Dion's pizza with them and letting them know that we appreciate them. We also want to take care of the parents that at one time in their life chose not to be good parents. And hopefully we can restore them to a relationship with their kids and let them know that they have a God that loves them.
Hey, Dr. Ford, I want to bring into this something you and I have talked about on the year before, one of the projects from waitnomore.org. And that is a project that really aims at dignity for these children that find themselves, you know, they aren't the ones most often, I'm going to imagine, right, that created whatever, you know, situation that they're in, and they're walking through, you know, many of these kids are going from home to home, and you and I have talked before about, you know, often, hey, it's time for a move, and they gather up all their belongings in a, you know, maybe a large yard garbage bag, and head out the door to the next home that they're going to be staying in. And part of what Focus on the Family has done to provide a way for listeners to come alongside the efforts at waitnomore.org and really deal with that. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yes, we have been blessed to be able to give brand new 30-inch duffel bags on wheels, a stuffed animal, which is a teddy bear, and an age-appropriate Bible to children and youth who are being served through the child welfare system. These kids are in foster care. They might have been removed with their things in a trash bag, but there is no reason why they should continue to have their things in a trash bag or a grocery bag or a box. We could gift them a brand new suitcase bundle. And Focus on the Family is coming alongside Clay and the work that he's doing at Calvary to be able to minister to children and gift them these suitcase bundles.
Hey, we've got about a minute, but I want to throw it back to both of you for quick closing thoughts and an invite to the event.
Well, to start with, just come. Tell your friends, tell your family. If you go to a different church, let's let people know that this is a miracle that Children, Youth, and Family has gifted the faith-based community with. It truly is a gift. If anyone has ever considered becoming a foster parent or family, we overcommitted to them. We have committed that we were going to have 25 people sign up to become foster parents. And I got to be honest, at this point, now that I'm on the air and Focus on the Family has come alongside us, I think we underestimated it.
Okay. And Dr. Ford, any closing thoughts?
People come. Show up. Yeah. Show CYF that you care about your children. Be there.
Well said. Well said. Well, Dr. Ford, as always, appreciate your time and all the work you and the rest of the team at Focus on the Family do. Those websites, again, are focusonthefamily.com and waitnomore.org. The foster care interest meeting is at Calvary Church Albuquerque this Sunday from 1 to 2 o'clock at 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. It's on Osuna, just west of Jefferson. And if God has placed fostering on your heart, but the application process feels overwhelming, take your next step with this incredible, miraculous.
Never seen it before.
Yeah,
the years I've been doing it.
The opportunity. CYFD is offering prospective foster families from Calvary Church and the church community in general to this uniquely, you know, it's a unique opportunity to significantly shorten the application process. So come get the information that, you know, there's no commitment to that. Just be there, as Dr. Ford said, as Clay said, now I'm saying. Details at calvarynm.church.org. Again, thanks to Clay Schroff and Dr. Ford. The rest of the hour is our Friday financial update with the president of John Moore Associates, Brian Cochran. We're going to jump into that next on KLYT.